Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Big Short, Inside the Doomsday Machine by Michael Lewis, is a riveting exploration into the financial crisis of 2007-2008, which was precipitated by the burst of the United States housing bubble. Lewis, known for his profound ability to elucidate complex financial instruments and the personalities surrounding them, delivers an engrossing narrative that focuses on the few individuals and investors who foresaw the impending crisis and profited from it. This book is not merely a recount of financial transactions and events, it's a deep dive into the darker, often overlooked corners of financial markets and the unique people who navigate them. Through meticulous research and interviews, Lewis constructs a compelling story of greed, short-sightedness, and the profound consequences of excessive risk-taking in the financial world. The Big Short serves as both a critical educational tool and a gripping tale, shedding light on the mechanisms and moral dilemmas inherent in the world of finance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding subprime mortgages. Subprime mortgages were at the heart of the financial crisis that The Big Short explores, BUS, WARVAKTION, NDA. These financial instruments were loans given to borrowers with poor credit histories, which, due to their high risk of default, came with higher interest rates than prime rate loans. The book delves into how these risky mortgages were repackaged into complex financial products called mortgage-backed securities, MBS, and collateralized debt obligations, CDOs, which many investors did not fully understand. Lewis illustrates how the demand for these securities drove the reckless issuance of more subprime mortgages, leading to a housing market flooded with unsustainable loans. The intricacies of these financial products and their role in the financial system's collapse are crucial to understanding the broader narrative Lewis presents, highlighting the consequences of financial innovation divorced from reality and responsibility. Secondly, the players who bet against the market, a fascinating aspect of The Big Short, is its focus on the investors who saw the crisis coming and bet against the housing market. These individuals, including Steve Eisman, Dr. Kamina, Michael Burry, and others, recognize the instability of the subprime mortgage market and the opportunity to profit from its inevitable collapse. Lewis gives a detailed account of their investigations, the skepticism they faced, and the financial mechanisms they used to place their bets, primarily through credit default swaps, CDS. Their stories serve as both educational and thrilling narratives, presenting a clear picture of the foresight, courage, and, in some cases, moral quandaries faced by those who position themselves against an entire industry. The book scrutinizes their motivations, the challenges they encountered, and the impacts of their actions, providing readers with insight into the minds of those who swam against the financial tides. Thirdly, the fall of major financial institutions. The collapse of major financial institutions is a pivotal component of The Big Short. As the housing market crumbled, banks and investment firms that had heavily invested in subprime mortgages and related securities began to fail. Lewis documents the downfall of entities such as Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers in gripping detail, illustrating the widespread consequences of the crisis. This section of the book sheds light on the accumulation of systemic risk, the lack of adequate regulatory oversight, and the contagion effect that tied the fate of these institutions together. By analyzing the failures of these giants, Lewis not only narrates the events, but also critiques the systemic weaknesses that allowed the crisis to escalate to such destructive proportions. Through this analysis, readers gain an understanding of the fragility of financial systems and the chain reactions that can ensue when key parts falter. Fourthly, the role of government and regulation. Michael Lewis's examination of government and regulatory frameworks in the lead-up to and aftermath of the financial crisis is a critical aspect of The Big Short. He scrutinizes the actions of the Federal Reserve, the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and other regulatory bodies, questioning their effectiveness and the extent to which they were complicit or negligent in preventing the crisis. Lewis points to deregulatory policies, the revolving door between Wall Street and Washington, and a fundamental misunderstanding of risk as contributing factors to the disaster. This discussion prompts readers to consider the balance between free market operations and the need for oversight to prevent egregious excesses and through Lewis's narrative, the complexities of financial regulation, the challenges of overseeing a rapidly innovating financial sector, and the consequences of regulatory failure are laid bare, offering insights into the importance of prudent governance in maintaining financial stability. Lastly, ethical considerations and the human impact, one of the most compelling facets of The Big Short, is its exploration of the ethical considerations and human impacts of the financial crisis. Michael Lewis humanizes the crisis by illustrating its effects on ordinary people, from homeowners who lost their homes to employees within the financial sector who faced the consequences of their industry's practices. the book prompts readers to question the morality of the investment strategies employed by the protagonists and the broader ethical implications of the financial industry's actions. Lewis does not shy away from depicting the greed and short-sightedness that characterized much of the period leading up to the crisis, offering a critique of the cultural and social dynamics within Wall Street that contributed to such widespread harm. This perspective encourages a reflection on the responsibilities of individuals and institutions in the financial sector, underscoring the significance of ethical standards in business practices and the profound impact financial decisions can have on society at large. In conclusion, The Big Short, Inside the Doomsday Machines by Michael Lewis is a must-read for anyone interested in understanding the complexities of the financial crisis of 2007-2008, the vulnerabilities of the financial system, and the human stories behind market numbers. Lewis combines rigorous research with compelling storytelling to illuminate the key events, individuals, and decisions that led to one of the most devastating economic crises in recent history. Whether you are a financial professional, a student of economics, or simply someone curious about how a global financial meltdown unfolds, The Big Short offers valuable insights. It serves as a cautionary tale on the dangers of excessive complexity, lack of transparency, and the critical need for ethical considerations in financial decisions. Reading this book can benefit individuals by providing a deeper understanding of financial markets, the importance of skepticism and critical analysis when investing, and the ethical dimensions of economic practices. Ultimately, it underscores the necessity of vigilant oversight and regulation to prevent future crises, making it an essential read in today's economic landscape. If you would like to support Michael Lewis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.